This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his last and final messenger. إِنَّ مِمَّا تَوَاتَرَ عَنِ السَّلَفِ فِي أَقْوَالِهِمْ وَأَفْعَالِهِمْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَنَّ الْمُسْلِمْ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ يَوْمَ فِطْرِهِ وَيَوْمَ صَوْمِهِ سَوَاءٌ. One of the common statements and practices from the early generations, from the time of the Prophet ﷺ moving on, in the life of the scholars, that the Muslims cannot have the days which is outside Ramadan the same as the days of Ramadan. The days of fasting cannot be the same, cannot be same like the days of not fasting. The days of fasting has to be filled with ibadah, filled with worship, filled with good deeds, filled with righteousness, with purity, with abandoning and avoiding the haram as much as you can, and abandoning and avoiding what is dislike, and doing as much as you can from the obligations and from the recommended act. And if this is the case during the month of Ramadan, I want you to know that those also ulama and those the Prophet ﷺ on the top of that list, كانت العشر الأواخر منه ليست كسائر أيام رمضان. That the last 10 days of Ramadan will be not the same as the days of Ramadan. And it cannot be the same. Whatever you've been doing during Ramadan, the last 10 days has to be way more. فقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في الصحيح في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في رمضان. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم will put an extra effort in the last 10 days which he will not do outside the month of Ramadan, outside the 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan. So the last 10 days of Ramadan, he will maximize whatever he was doing during the first 20 days. وفي الصحيحين عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا دخلت العشر يعني الأواخر شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. هذا لفظ البخاري ولفظ مسلم. جد وشد مئزره. That النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in the last 10 days of Ramadan, he will tight his clothes on. And العلماء said tight his clothes on, يعني tight his lower garment, يشد مئزره, could mean because النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم will not intimate with his wife, because he will be in these days making i'tikaf, he will, you know, he will be completely all night focusing on ibadah. And it could be because of the result of the first 20 days, he lost so much weight. And in during these 10 days, he makes so much salah that in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he lost weight that his mi'zar, his lower garment, became what? Loose. So you need to tie it up. In any case, it's an indication or an expression to show you that his dedications for the ibadah during these days. وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي رِوَايَةِ مُسْلِمٍ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَخِيرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهَا. And Imam Muslim reported that the Nabi صلى الله عليه during these 10 days, he will do what he will not do on the other day. And he will maximize, not he will do something new, but he will add way more. If it's sadaqah, he will add more. If it's reciting the Quran, he will add way more. If it is prayer, he will add way more. If it's dua, he will add way more. If it is prayer, he will add way more than the first 20 days. And because of that, al-ulama rahimahumullah, for generations, they in the last 10 days, they will pray in the beginning of the night, some of them in the middle of the night, and in the end of the night. They will add extra. It cannot be the same like the rest of Ramadan. It has to be something more act of worship done during these 10 days. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhyi ahya layla. He will make his all night filled with life. And life here, it means that Nabi ﷺ not asleep. When he said Ahya Layla, it could mean that he will literally pray the whole night, or it could mean, which is more likely, most of the night. يعني كأنه أحيا معظم ليله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأيقظ أهله. He will wake up his family. And that's a wake up call for us, that we have to care about our family during this last 10 days. Especially the young one among us, the teenagers, the young boys and girls in our home, who don't know, and maybe even more than older than 10 teenagers. They don't really know the value of the 10 nights of Ramadan. They don't really care about them. Also, same thing with the children. We need to raise our generation to know the value of these things. We as adults, many of us, understand the value of 10 nights of Ramadan because our family did that to us. And we have to teach that also to the next generation. You know, text message them. Maybe quote this hadith and send it to them. Maybe send them a point. Maybe send them the link to this khutbah. So there is kind of awareness about the importance of these 10 days. Don't get distracted in this last 10 days with anything other than the ibadah, with anything other than the act of worship. And I mean by that, the simple basic things, salah, sadaqah, reading Quran, praying taraweeh, praying qiyam al-layl, making a lot of dua, and so on. So these are the things that you should focus on. لأنه كما قال أحد السلف قال من حافظ على الصلاة وقرأ القرآن في المسجد ملأ البر والبحر عبادة. أظنه هذا سعيد المسيب قال هذا. One of the early scholars said, those who regularly pray, you know, in the masjid, and when they come to the masjid, they read Quran, they filled the, يعني, as much act of worship and deeds, as much as the size of the land and the sea and this earth. فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he wakes up his family to pray. Even though he will do that sometimes during the year, but in Ramadan specifically, he will. He would go to his daughter, يطرق باب فاطمة ويقول ألا تقومان الليل. He will knock on the door of his daughter and his son-in-law Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he said, wouldn't you wake up to pray in the night? And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا صويحبات الغرف قمن فصلين. He said, O woman of these rooms, which is mentioned, referring to his wife, he said, wake up and pray. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم used to care so much to make sure that they pray. يقول عمر بن الخطاب كان عمر رضي الله عنه في الموطأ يصلي من الليل ما شاء أن يصلي حتى إذا جاء نصف الليل أيقظ أهله للصلاة يقول لهم الصلاة الصلاة ويتلو قول الله تعالى وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. عمر used to pray by himself all the way until the midnight, and after midnight he wake up his family to pray. I know that you have work. I know that you have job to go to in the morning. But at least do this in the days where you're off. If you can take days off, if you can take hours off, if you can manage your time in a way that you keep a good portion of the night where you can pray, at least just don't make them the same. If during Ramadan you used to wake up for suhoor, just add 10 extra minutes, 15 minutes. You know, just don't make them the same. Just make a commitment that it will not be the same. The last 10 days of Ramadan will not be the same as the 20 days of Ramadan. If you used to read one page from the Quran, read 2 pages. And so on. If you didn't used to come to the masjid, come to the masjid. If you used to come late, come early. 10 minutes early to the masjid. So and so forth. Take advantage of that weekend. And in the last 10 days of Ramadan, we will have, you know, inshallah, part of it will be have this weekend and the next weekend. So plan for it from now. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, you know, as I said, he will tie his clothes on, which is shows you that his dedication to the ibadah or the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days. قال حماد بن سلمة كان ثابت البناني وحميد الطويل يلبسان أحسن الثياب ويتطيبان ويطيبون المسجد بالنضوح والدخنة في الليل في الليلة التي ترجى فيها ليلة القدر. يعني he mentioned here two of the great scholars among the successors, ثابت البناني وحميد الطويل. When the last 10 days of Ramadan comes, they used to dress well, put perfume in the masjid, make everything look so special. hoping and looking for Laylatul Qadr. Because in Laylatul Qadr, as you know, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ, that Jibreel alayhi salam comes down and the angels comes down in Laylatul Qadr. And you want to make sure when they come down that you look nice, you smell nice, the masjid smell nice and look nice. And more important, that look calm, not to come and to see the, you know, the loud voice and chat and talk. No, it's like, it's a calm place, ready to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حتى كان تميم الداري له حلة اشتراها بألف درهم كان يلبسها فقط في العشر الأواخر. تميم الداري purchased a hulla, a clothes that is worth 1,000 dirham, that he used to wear it only in the last 10 days of Ramadan. There is interesting concept in modern days, we are very familiar with those who are interested in psychology, that they say physiology impacts your psychology. The way you carry yourself, the way you look, it impacts how you feel. Okay? So, I think that's part of it. When you treat it special, you know what? I'm wearing a very special clothes. Not the same clothes I've been wearing all day long. Not the same clothes that I go to sleep with. You know, I want to save time. So I come from the masjid to the bed straight. So I'm already, you know, my kind of my pajama, you know? No. You know, it's not the same, it's different. You know what, this, and I tried that personally. You know, when I go sometimes, I purchase certain perfumes, I only wear it in Jumu'ah, and I only wear it in later, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, in Eid. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, كان له حلة. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has like a robe that goes on his shoulder. He only wear it in the two Eids, and another one only for Jumu'ah, a special. You have to make them look special, you feel special, to make treat them special. So you will also receive a special treatment, and in return, you will be able to focus on it. Can كثير من السلف take a shower every night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan before they come to the masjid? كانوا يغتسلون قبل كل ليلة في العشر الأواخر يتهيئون ويتزينون للقاء الله سبحانه وتعالى حتى إذا نزلت عليهم الملائكة تجدهم في أحسن حلة. And no doubt, the best zina, the best beautification. أفضل ما يتزين به العبد ليس بس ظاهره بل باطنه. That to purify your heart. وأن تنظف قلبك وتطهر قلبك وتتوب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. Repent to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and to show Allah سبحانه وتعالى from you, from this heart, that this heart filled with goodness. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا. ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. The clothes that we have blessed you with is one of the bounty of Allah. But he said, the best thing that you wear is التقوى. Is التقوى. إذا المرء لم يلبس إيش يقول الشعر؟ إذا المرء لم يلبس ثيابا من التقى تقلب عريانا وإن كان كاسيا. يعني if the person does not have تقوى inside, no matter what clothes you put on, he will always be look like naked. You know, whenever you go to meet someone special, you dress well. And that's a special night, especially in the Laylat al-Qadr. One of the things that also it is highly recommended, and unfortunately a lot of people don't practice this as much as they should, is al-i'tikaf. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never missed al-i'tikaf in Ramadan. And in the last years of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make i'tikaf in the last 10 days. 10 days in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did 10, the last 10 days. Before he used to do the first 10 days, middle 10 days, 20 days, but he consistently and basically focused on the last 10 days to make i'tikaf. Why? Because he was informed Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So that's why he used to make i'tikaf. Yaqul Az-Zuhri, Rahimahullah. Az-Zuhri is one of the young tabi'een, okay? يعني in the very early days in Islam. يقول هذه سنة فرط فيها أكثر الخلق مع أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يترك الاعتكاف قط في سنة من سنوات حياته قط. الزهري said, this is one of the things that I found people have abandoned, not practicing. And that's in a very early time in Islam. And he was reviving that sunnah and said the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم never ever in his lifetime missed to make اعتكاف صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Sahaba used to make i'tikaf, and his family used to make i'tikaf, his wife sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 1 year he did not make the i'tikaf, he made it up in Shawwal Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a reason. Anyway, this i'tikaf, a lot of people don't make i'tikaf because they think that they have to do the whole 10 days. If you can do the 10 days, perfect. But if you can't do the 10 days, and the 10 days start from the night of the 21st, which is going to be, according to our year this year, is going to be Saturday night. So Saturday night is the first night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, which is the night of the 21st. Why not the night of the 20th? Because of Ramadan 30 days, it became 11 nights. Okay, and it's only last 10 nights. So we start from the night of the 21st, which is going to be Saturday in the night, basically the night of Sunday. And that's basically where you enter i'tikaf at Maghrib, and you end at Maghrib in the last days of Ramadan, and or some scholars said in the day of Eid, at Fajr, you go take shower and you come back for Eid prayer. But this is the perfect one. But if you can't, you can do even a 24 hours. You can do a day, you can do half a day. But there is some ulama even said, even you have the intention of i'tikaf between two salat. Even some of the ulama became more lenient to the extent, even short period of time with the intention of i'tikaf can be i'tikaf. I don't believe that strong opinion. لسبب بسيط جدا. هو أن كلمة الاعتكاف معناها في اللغة طول المكث والانقطاع. الاعتكاف in Arabic language means something that you dedicate a good portion of time. So it's a half a day. It is something like good portion of time that you spend in the masjid. So 24 hours or a whole day or a whole night, that will be called i'tikaf. And when you do that, you focus on the salah and the ibadah and the reading the Quran during that time. Yes, you're allowed to talk, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to go to eat and come back. But also, it is much better for you to reduce that engagement, you know, in being in social media, being, you know, shopping and online, not while you're making i'tikaf. But it basically involves in learning, listening to lectures, listening to Qur'an, tafsir, reading Qur'an, reviewing Qur'an with someone, and so forth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us from these 10 days and make us among those who witness Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu as-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. One of the things in this 10 days in Ramadan, last 10 days of Ramadan, I encourage you also to make a daily sadaqah, a daily donations. You know, make sure that every night during these nights, and also you basically get into that habit. So every night during these nights, you're giving something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best thing is, it's basically, especially on Friday, the sadaqah is highly recommended and more rewarded than any other night. And also the night of the 27th, the night of the 23rd. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, in regard to Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. A lot of khatib sometimes say, it is equal to 1,000 months. No, هي خير من ألف شهر. Better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is 83 years almost. Better than that, yani better than this year's ibadah. Yani can you imagine if you pray for 83 years? It is more than that. If you donate for 83 years, if you read Quran for 83 years, if you make tahajjud for 83 years, if you give zakat for 83 years. لذلك إيش يقول الرازي؟ قال ومن رزق ليلة القدر في سنوات عمره فقد رزق أعمارا مديدة. The person who witnessed Laylatul Qadr have been lived for thousands of years. I'll tell you a secret. Only for you guys who come to this masjid. You know, I know you guys want Laylatul Qadr, and we all do. And I'll give you the way to get Laylatul Qadr. Guarantee you. Make sure that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And for sure you will have Laylatul Qadr. One of the reasons in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنِّي أُرِيتُهَا, I was seen, it is the witr, the odd nights of the last 10 nights, the last 3 nights, the last 7 nights, many ahadith. That, why there is confusion, why it's not clear cut, okay, the night of 27. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us not to abandon any night. Not to come just the 27 and you don't care about the rest. It could be the 29, the last night. They want you to dedicate. It does not, it's not much. 10 days, that's it, 10 nights. You put your effort in it and you dedicate your time for it. If there is a night, كان سفيان الثوري يحلف وعمر رضي الله عنه وحذيفة يقولون والله, and it is the night of the 27th. If there is a night that you have to choose, definitely the night of the 27th. Or the night of 23rd, كان أنس رضي الله عنه يقول إنها the night of the 23rd. And 1 year, it was the one night of the 21st. And that's led some of the ulama like Ibn Hajar and others to combine between the evidence and said it can move from 1 year to another. So 1 year the 21st, 1 year the 23rd. That's one opinion among the scholars, very famous. But the point is, this is a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down angels as many as the drop of the rains and the grain of the sands on the face of this earth. For what? Why all these angels descend that night? To pray for you. Make sure with you, Allah sent all these angels for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angel find you in front of Netflix. Or find you playing games. Or don't care. Allah making the whole universe for you through this night. So make sure that you take advantage of it. And you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and help all of us to do the best. One of the things also, it is it'am al-ta'am, is to feeding people. And in this last 10 days of Ramadan in the masjid, we will have iftar every night. And I know there is opportunity for people to sponsor iftar yet. So make sure that you talk to Azeem and sponsor some of these iftar if you can. You know, even there is a non-Muslim brother who came and he said, I want to sponsor an iftar in the masjid. And I said, no, thank you. Thank you very much. But that's not because any reason. Because I do believe you deserve the ajr more. But I wanted to see how people think of it. So it's a great ajr to feed people. Even someone who's not a Muslim. So I hope that inshallah ta'ala that we really dedicate ourselves to these last 10 nights of Ramadan and to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of us. And I promise you one on leading this masjid, we will make every accommodation possible to accommodate you during this last 10 nights. We have 3 officers, we do the parking, we do our best to make it, as smooth as can be, from the salah to the experience in coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allahumma matta'na bi Ramadan. اللهم متعنا بما بقي به وبلغنا ليلة القدر وتقبل منا صالح أعمالنا واغفر لنا ولوالدينا واشف كل مريض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تفرج عن إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم فرج عن إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم فرج عن إخواننا المستضعفين والمهجرين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن إخواننا المظلومين في سوريا والهند وكشمير والصين والبورما. اللهم ادرأ نار الفتنة والحرب بين المسلمين واجمع كلمتهم على الحق والهدى. اللهم وفقنا في هذا المسجد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال أن تغنينا من فضلك وأن تنفق على من أنفق عليه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي قيوم أن توفق القائمين على أمور المسلمين في هذا البلد, أن توفقهم لكل خير, وأن تولي علينا في هذا البلد خيارنا, وأن تبعد عنا شرارنا, وأن لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين. وقوموا للصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله, وصلى الله على محمد.